Agenda number 13 is from the Comptroller and the Director of Economic Development requesting authorization to enter into a trust agreement with the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation and to enter into negotiations to develop an administrative agreement for the Milwaukee County Economic Development Fund. This also went to the Committee on Economic and Community Development, which provided you a copy of their amendment this morning and a handout. They approved this as amended on a vote of 5-1.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors.
Good morning, Ms. Didier.
I'm new to speaking, so I have no idea if this microphone is on. Is it on?
Bring it closer to you.
Is it what?
Yeah, bring it closer.
Is it on?
You see it. It's on.
All right. In the city of Wauwatosa, if your light's on, your microphone is off. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors, for allowing us the opportunity to present this item to you today. My name is Jill Didier. I'm the Economic Development Coordinator. With me is the Comptroller, Scott Mansky, and the Executive Vice President, David Latona, of Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. As was indicated, this item was presented at the Economic Development Committee the other day, so we will give you pretty much the same presentation in trying to bring you up to speed on this item and then ask for your support. We are, together with the Comptroller's Office, individuals from the Department of Administration, and individuals from the Comptroller's Office, we looked at how we could best present an idea for the use of the $1 million that the board put towards economic development. Through analysis and research and reaching out to the Racine Economic Development Corporation, as well as the Waukesha County Economic Development, as well as what Milwaukee has done, we came to the conclusion that the funds could be best utilized for a revolving loan fund. What that means is that a fund would be utilized for administering loans throughout the entire Milwaukee County area and municipalities. That particular fund, which is important to know, would be a sustainable fund over time. With the use of a revolving loan fund, we came to the understanding that there is a need to move those funds from Milwaukee County to a third party. The third party would then hold in trust those funds until which time we could form a work group here at the county to come up working with MEDC and other individuals as determined to come up with a matrix or a process for which those funds would be distributed. So by the action today, what you would be doing is simply protecting those funds in an account so that they do not go to the bottom line of the budget. Those funds would then sit in a trust, not touched or not to be expended, until a work group here at the county is formed to decide on how to best distribute those funds through a loan program. Through your amendment, through the amendment that was placed, there is a time frame in which that work group has to work together to come up with what those parameters would be for lending. After speaking with Mr. Latona from Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, we believe we can meet your timeline as was presented. That being said, I would like for the Comptroller to indicate to you what the rules are, in a sense, on how to handle this $1 million. And then, if you would, I would like the representative from Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation to give you a brief overview of who they are so that you can understand the stability of the organization, the reputation, and why they are one of the best to help us move this initiative forward.
Mr. Mansky.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Scott Mansky. What we did is we took a look at the $1 million from the standpoint of how can we keep these funds for use in the subsequent years for economic development. And generally, under our reading of the state statute and looking at what the county has done, we realized that these funds need to be placed, in essence, under a requirement with a third party or an outside entity. The county, if it so chose that it wanted to maintain the funds, would have to have a contractor agreement. We don't have a contractor agreement with an outside entity yet with MEDC. So the thought was, until we get such an agreement, let's place the money in trust with them. So if we would do a trust agreement, which would not allow them to spend the money, but in essence they would hold the monies, and the monies would be held by them until such time as we could come up with an agreement of how the funds could be spent for economic development. And as Ms. Didier indicated, there would be a clause within the trust agreement that would indicate if no agreement can be entered into, then the funds would revert back to Milwaukee County. But this would allow us, in essence, to carry over the funds between this year and the next year for the purposes of maintaining it for economic development.
And then Mr. Latona, while he speaks, Mr. Chairman, may we hand out a handout?
It's
we added to what you received at the last meeting per your request to have an understanding of who was on the board. We okay. added to the back the representatives of MEDC.
Thank you very much. I tried to, for a couple of screens, I tried to print them in. At least for that particular computer, it didn't work. So.
I'd like to say that I knew that and I'm that prepared, but we just did it anyway.
Okay, thank
Can
you.
We hand that out?
Yes, please. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. David Latona, Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. MEDC is a 40-plus-year-old organization, started basically out of the thought that they wanted to make a loan program available to businesses in the city of Milwaukee in a efficient manner, as best they possibly could. So our board was set up as a public-private partnership, mainly driven by the private sector. So we are actually a 501c3. We are not on the city budget. We are a self-sustaining entity. Currently about $70 million in asset size. About $52 million of that is currently lent out to about 200-plus businesses throughout the city of Milwaukee. Main thing that we do is the loan function. That's what pays all of us. And then we get into other programs. We also service some portfolios for some other entities, City of Milwaukee Redevelopment Authority, Wisconsin Preservation Fund. We're actually working on right now an agreement with the city to help them with some of their NSP money. So different things. We have a lot of processes in place, a lot of software in place that can be utilized by these other agencies. And we do everything for them from it can be just simply servicing them to actually underwriting and taking it all the way through the closing process. And so what we propose to do for Milwaukee County is really assist you with developing your loan program. It's not that it would take anything away from the program or to tell you how to do the program, but again, we've been doing this for 40 years. There's a lot of different programs out there, and really to see what we could do to help you figure out what's best for the county and for the citizens of that of the county itself.
What's the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation and its board's sensitivity to disadvantaged businesses?
Well, our main focus is businesses in the city and jobs. So to take some statistics that we've been kind of tracking over the last years, most of our programs hit, our loan programs hit about 40% minority and female-owned businesses. The rest is just regular, business owners. We also define our programs on highly distressed areas. The U.S. Treasury came out with areas that they consider in the city. There's about 182 census tracts. They focus on higher rates of poverty, higher rates of unemployment, and we generally put 75 to 95% of our funds into those areas as well. And that focuses on the central city all the way to the north side, a little bit on the south side, just dropping short of Morgan Avenue.
Thank you. Any questions, comments by committee members? Supervisor Joseph?
Well, as I understand it, the county is going to create the matrix, mm-hmm. was the word you used. In other words, the rules of which we would have this program administered. But is this board of directors that's listed on the second site, are these the people that will actually be making decisions under that matrix?
Sure. That's a very good question, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Jurczyk. Yes, our loan committee is comprised currently of seven individuals. All of the other members are alternates on the committee. The committee, if you look down, starts out with Mark Lemke from the private bank. Gene McKee. They're actually labeled numbers two on the sheet. So Steve Barth, John Galanis, both attorneys locally here. Paul Kleiner, retired banker, 40 years in banking. Amelia Macareno, First Bank Financial Center. Perfecto Rivera from WIDA. Robin Talbot. That's our current group. And yes, the proposal would be, again, if we can design it the way you'd like, they all are very familiar with Milwaukee County, actually southeastern Wisconsin, and to make it efficient, they could actually do all the approval processes as well from that standpoint. So those would be the individuals.
And there was a mention of, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it is, and it was set up to be, I'm not criticizing it, but it is very much City of Milwaukee focused.
The folks, I'm sorry, the program is, because that's where our dollars actually started from, CDBG money, EDA money. Since then, we've grown to outside sources for that. But the committee themselves, is Ms. Macarena, for example, she's actually located out in a new branch with their bank. I believe it's in Grafton. Mr. Barth, he travels a lot. He does a lot of mergers and acquisitions. So they're not specifically, they don't do a lot of business in the city, but they do have a lot of focus. Robin Talbot, Pyramax Bank, is actually located out by Southridge. So they do service the whole area, and that's the real advantage of it, is they do know the whole area.
You actually have used block grants to fund some of this?
Yes. Back in 1985, we received about $800,000 worth of block grants, and we've grown that into about a $3 million loan fund. In the EDA was about the same amount. We matched that with $400,000, and that is also about a $3 million loan fund. Our biggest resource lately has been the U.S. Treasury Community Development Financial Institutions Program.
Thank you.
And maybe just one last point, if I could. Basically, the way we do our loan servicing or our loan portfolio, and with what we propose here as well, is we already have the processes in place, and so there wouldn't really be a cost or a fee for us to assist you. The only way we'd be paid is if the program makes a loan, and then off that loan we would take a portion of the interest payment that's coming from the client. So from that standpoint, the full $1 million would be used as a revolving loan fund, and we've done this recently with the Redevelopment Authority. They started out with a $1 million EPA grant. And we've been doing the same thing with them. That's now a $10 million revolving loan fund. So the administration of it is very minor from that standpoint.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Supervisor Stanford and Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The work group who's going to determine these policy and procedures, has that been developed yet?
It is not. Upon approval of this, I would like to have the ability to work with the chairwoman on establishing that particular work group.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll spoke a lot the other day, so I'll try not to touch on those issues or rehash those issues too much. I do have another amendment that was I was asked to offer because several people.
Is your microphone on?
It is.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Can you hear me now?
That's better, all right.
I'm sorry. I was saying that I'll try not to rehash all the ground we covered the other day at Economic Development. But I will have another amendment to offer just to add some clarifying language basically from the original resolution that established the fund, because many people seem confused about what it was originally established for, and so I'll offer that at the appropriate time. I guess I would like to understand, though, whether administration evaluated any other options beyond MEDC. I mean, there was talk that you talked to Racine and Waukesha, although obviously Waukesha uses Racine, and Racine declined because they don't really want to compete with MEDC because we're all such good friends. But did we talk to others? I mean, actual other, you know, I don't want to say competitors, but alternatives. I mean, did we evaluate, you know, did we talk to WIBIC or any of the ethnic chambers or others who have revolving loan funds that might also have been, I think that's a question for the administration.
Because you're the one being
recommended for the contract.
Sure. You know what? There's a lot of different entities that do a lot of different things. And WIBIC has, I would like to say that I have a nice relationship with Wendy Bauman of WIBIC. But WIBIC focuses on micro lending. What we see, or what I'll speak just to myself, what I have seen is the positive effects of a revolving loan fund in which you can expend those monies differently than what a WIBIC might be doing. You can help fill the gap of larger projects. Again, I caution even myself on throwing out my opinion, because I've learned that that's not really what you all want to hear, is my opinion on things. But when you set up that matrix, you'll have the ability to define, you know, what sectors do you want to focus on, micro-lending, larger lending, et cetera. And I think you have to be very wise when you set that matrix up to not replicate what's already being done very efficiently and effectively by other organizations. So WIBIC does an amazing job with their micro-lending and how they're set up to do. A revolving loan fund, from which I believe there is a need for and would this account would help address, is different than what WIBIC does. So I can, you know, there are examples where you could say that the lending has to have a certain amount of job creation to it. So a business that might be opening will have a gap in their financials of maybe, let's say, $50,000. And it's that $50,000 that pushes them over the edge and makes their financials work. And this is a type of loan that will come into play when they've exhausted all their other options. This is something that they come to fill the gap. And right now, the City of Wauwatosa, West Allis, and the City of Milwaukee have revolving loan funds, but the other municipalities don't have one set up themselves. So this will be definitely a countywide option for municipalities that don't have something like this. So yes, we looked at different options. This will fill a specific niche and will put the county in a position to help, in a sense, be that final piece for a deal to get done.
And if I could just address one more thing, chairperson and supervisor. I actually chair the WIBIC Loan Committee. I actually also chair the Forward Community Investments Loan Committee, as well as the Legacy Redevelopment Corporation's Loan Committee. Back in the day when Racine actually had an SBA 504 loan program, which we have as well, one of their folks went on maternity leave, and we actually helped cover the area for them just as an accommodation while the young lady was on maternity leave. So we've got a very good working relationship with all these groups, and so to the point, if it does come to something where WIBIC makes more sense, where the working group says micro-lending is a better place to be, I would recommend you use WIBIC, because they do have very good processes in place, because as I said, I've been working with them for 11 years. MEDC is actually an investor in WIBIC for micro-lending. We lent them $650,000 for their micro-lending fund. So that is a very good resource, and that's one of the things I would recommend. Is I'm not here to necessarily say we're the best option. First, let's figure out what the option is and then determine where the money should really be. WIBIC is also does a loan fund for West Allis, as well as Waukesha County. They just started as well. So very good organization. As I said, I've been associated with them for 11 years as the chairman of their loan committee, and it would be a very good resource from that standpoint. And just, I didn't list it on here, what we're proposing is the way we do it with the City of Milwaukee is we charge them 1% of the interest of the outstanding loan balance. So on $1 million, that would be $10,000 a year to do all the underwriting and everything else that goes along with it. It's not a real money maker for us. It's an accommodation, and to show that we can partner with other municipalities and the county as well. I think this is the way things should be working. And again, we're here to help you in whatever way that is.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the answers. I guess I well, as I said Tuesday or whenever Monday, I'm not you know I'm not opposed to MEDC. I value their work, and so I wasn't speaking against the use of MEDC. Although I had and I continue to have some concerns about what process was used to evaluate alternatives. I don't know that I'm satisfied with the answer fully, in that I believe the answer is you didn't really talk to a lot of other or evaluate a lot of others, perhaps dismiss them. But I mean, I had conversations with the executive a year ago about this, and we talked about some of the options, including some that aren't even local that we might be able to bring in, who have good track records. So that does continue to frustrate me. So I am happy with the Amendment 1 that was offered by Economic Community Development. But I do still continue to have those concerns, and obviously the timeline concerns. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if it's the appropriate time. The second amendment that I would offer, would we have to offer the first ECD amendment as well if we're going to do anything? Because we can't.
A copy was provided to each member of your seat.
So are we working with the resolution as amended, and then we would add a second amendment, or if we do anything, we have to take up both?
It was just what that committee action was. You can take something totally different.
We would have to do both here if we were doing anything different. Okay. Well, let me offer mine first. If it failed, then I guess you would just concur with you could just concur with ECD, and we wouldn't have to take up both. But because, Mr. Chairman, people were, you know, not everyone has the full history of this or understands that we established this by resolution in 2011 and not by budget. And there was no reference to the original resolution or to the uses that were enumerated there. People asked me to clarify what was this fund about, what was it for. And so I would offer the following amendment, and I can provide it in writing to the clerk, but I'll read it. And it would be to add, be it further resolved, uses of the Economic Development Fund as established in Resolution 11-601 may include, and then there's several bullet points, minority business working capital, small and minority business revolving loan fund, small and minority business contract financing, housing development, neighborhood business development, economic development, environmental mitigation / brownfields, and carry out Park East Redevelopment Compact. That would be the... Those are the items that were in the original resolution that was not vetoed by the county executive, that was in fact signed by the county executive, and that is the direction under which ostensibly the administration has been working. But because there was no reference to it in this action, there was a desire to include some reference to it now.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm not going to go into a long discussion either. We had a long discussion on economic development, and I think Supervisor Lipscomb's point was, even then, as one of the co-authors, and Supervisor Biddle, of course, is gone now, but I had a lot of questions on that. I'm not going to revisit those. So we did go ahead and pass something. We need to do something. I guess my clarification was, going with this amendment, we're trying to protect ourselves. We're going into lunch, so maybe I could suggest we could temporarily this one over also, so we could all get a copy of that and look at it, maybe have a chance to discuss it a little bit at lunch, but you know, to vote on this right now, that means I suggest I'm going to ask for a temporary layover until we can all get this and have a chance to discuss it more.
I don't object to that.
Is there an objection?
Well, we're not going to discuss this at lunch if we're going to take a break. Thank you.
Well, maybe I could have, that's probably a good point, maybe I could have our representatives talk to that. Are they familiar with the language from our original resolution, or what Supervisor Lipscomb is putting in as a second amendment? I guess that would be the question they have for your benefit, too.
Ms. Didier.
If it's possible, I would love for us to move this along, as I have another commitment to go to. However, the scope of what the supervisor read, I was familiar with, and that scope is very broad, and I don't feel that there would be difficulty in working up a matrix. I think to be honest, your matrix will actually have to be a little more narrow, but I think that those are relative examples of what people need lending for.
I withdraw the temporary resolution, and I just thought for your benefit, too, but if you're going to be gone, too.
We're prepared.
Here was my summary in economic development. I'll give it here, then, I guess, too, is that although maybe many of us had questions, and we're not going to go into who delayed what, and it's very unfortunate this has been so slow moving forward, but to Ms. Didier's credit here, at least we came forward with something. A lot of times we put into it the record of MEDC is very good. Maybe there might be other alternatives, but the bottom line is, and why I think Supervisor Lipscomb wanted to support this, was not going to get in the way of it, and why, although I wasn't one of the sponsors or very hot on either of these programs, we're going to talk about number 25 as well, nevertheless, they were passed by the board, and we have done nothing concrete about these. These are monies that were, you know, put into the budget. You know, we want to be a player in economic development to some extent in getting jobs. And so to, we need to go for it. We need to have a plan. At least we have a plan now. We have a group that can aid us in this plan. So whether this is perfect or not, now I'm not going to move forward. I'm going to let the supervisor do it. We had a 5-1 vote. Supervisor Lipscomb voted for it in economic development, too. And I just think that we have a chance. The First Amendment gives us some time. If nothing we can agree on happens by April, the money goes back to us. So if there are concerns about the board and what the board did previously, I think that's covered in these amendments. And then we actually can see, and anything, any of these programs that we're going to talk about, and maybe you have ideas already, but I'd like to see some a broader look at it now. Okay, it's Milwaukee County, not City of Milwaukee. I know you know that. Okay, but we're interested in the things that Milwaukee County can be involved in. But it comes back to us, and we have a decision-making process built on your expertise and the time you put into things, which we do appreciate. So I'm hoping, unless Supervisor objects, I am going to ask to move forward to accept the amendments as amended and concur. I guess we got to vote on the amendments first. I would move approval on the second amendment that Supervisor Lipscomb has put in, and hopefully that passes, and then we get ahead of ourselves, but I will also move forward to accept as amended. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So we have the amendment offered by Supervisor Lipscomb. Does everyone understand the amendment?
Madam Clerk.
Would this be just the last?
Second amendment. Yeah.
This is the second one.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the
just
one.
I just
wanted
to
today.
Know where the placement was.
It's
placement
just the handwriting today. and the 12 points from the original.
Be it further resolved, uses of the Economic Development Fund as established by Resolution 11601 may include minority business working capital, small and minority business revolving loan fund, small and minority business contract financing, housing development, neighborhood business development, economic development, environmental mitigation, brownfields, and carry out the Park East Redevelopment Compact PERC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious. I just need a little bit of clarification on reconciling what I heard said about that that's actually too broad and needs to be tailored down versus
Ms. Didier,
if that is added at this time.
Ms. Didier.
Yeah. Supervisor Alexander, I think that those are working bullet points that are reasonable, and when we put together the work group and we bring in experts in the field of lending and trending, that will be able to then narrow the scope to what will best work for this particular pot and not replicate and duplicate what's already being done by others.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that amendment.
On the amendment by Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Collin?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Amendment is approved 8-0.
Supervisor Schmidt is moving approval of Amendment 1, which is offered in the Committee on Economic and Community Development. Any questions about that? That was printed for us. Any questions that relates to the timeline of April 1st, 2013 as being a deadline for reaching an agreement between Milwaukee County and Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the amendment from Economic Community Development, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo, excuse me, Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0 for the ECD amendment.
And on the item as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I had one additional question, and that was it's not included in the resolution, but there was reference to the following work of the work group will include some participation by county board, and that you're expecting to ask the chairwoman for recommendations. Has there been any discussion about asking for any representation on MEDC, on MEDC's board, if we're going to become a...
I actually can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My
light's
kids are
on.
Sick, so maybe I'm getting sick, but I'm, like, really straight. I heard the first part about...
Okay, so the... Oh, wow, yeah. All right, so the question is whether there's been any discussion about inclusion on MEDC's board, whether that would be something we would ask for, whether there's any precedent for that, are any of the other representatives on the board because they were... You know, they helped fund MEDC or participated, or?
Yeah. Supervisor?
Go ahead.
Supervisor, Mr. Latona says that could be discussed. However, on the loan committee board, if you'll note, there are no elected officials due to open records, et cetera, issues that come into play with financials of businesses, et cetera. So I would not recommend that there be elected officials on a loan committee, but I would be willing to bring the issue up with MEDC at a later discussion of a representative.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt has moved approval as amended for item number 13. Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
I'm sorry, we're voting on number one.
As amended.
13, as amended.
Oh, as amended. Okay.
Supervisor Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Approved as amended, 8-0.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item number 12, please. Well, I was looking toward going up against one.